Now, with regard to my treatment, I have to make at first two general observations which apply, I am afraid, too extensively to every system of management yet employed towards persons in my condition. First, the suspicion and the fact of my being incapable of reasoning correctly or deranged in understanding justified apparently every person who came near me in dealing with me also in a manner contrary to reason and contrary to nature. These are strong words, but in the minutest instances I can, alas, prove them true. Secondly, my being likely to attack the rights of others gave these individuals license in every respect to trample upon mine. My being incapable of feeling and of defending myself was construed into a reason for giving full play to this license. Instead of my understanding being addressed and enlightened, and of my path being made as clear and plain as possible in consideration of my confusion, I was committed in really difficult and mysterious circumstances, calculated of themselves to confound my mind, even if in a sane state, to unknown and untried hands, and I was placed amongst strangers without introduction, explanation, or exhortation. Instead of great scrupulousness being observed in depriving me of any liberty or privilege, and of the exercise of so much choice and judgment as might be conceded to me with safety, on the just ground that for the safety of society my most valuable rights were already taken away, on every occasion, in every dispute, in every argument, the assumed premise immediately acted upon was that I was to yield, my desires were to be set aside, my few remaining privileges to be infringed upon for the convenience of others. Yet I was in a state of mind not likely to acknowledge even the justice of my confinement, and in a state of defenselessness calculated to make me suspicious and jealous of any further invasion of my natural and social rights. But this was a matter that never entered into their consideration.